AOL Music.
Sing along. Yeah. Turn your radio up.
Y'all better tune in and show for you. Let the Playboy comedy in me. Yeah. One and only Trey Love Playboy comedy, baby. Today is Wednesday, November 30th, 2011. Give me a shout out the way real quick. Mr. AJ Alexander. Monica Hughes. Alex Bailey Gilliam. Down over there. TLP's coming soon. Clothing line. We doing it big out here, man. Got a lot to update y'all on, man. Parties are little something going on. We're practicing going down in Los Angeles, California. And as you know, I'm everywhere. I might wake up in Los Angeles and go to sleep in Atlanta. I might wake up in Atlanta and go to sleep in Texas. I might wake up in Texas and go to sleep in New York. You know what I'm saying? Today is Wednesday, November 30th, 2011, and I want to say hello to everyone. The time is 10:37 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tune in to blogtalkradio.com/trailerradio, or make sure you call 310-861-2317, yo, and holler at your boy, man. Lines are wide open, man. I'm ready to chop it up with y'all, man. Let's talk. Let's have a little fun. But before we get into that, I want to just dedicate today's show to one of my fallen brethren, Mr. Patrice O'Neal, y'all. Comedian, boisterous comedian, dies at 41. Let me do a little read up on him, you know what I'm saying? For those of you who do not know, which you should know, if you know anything about, if you got cable, you know who this man is. So go to my Facebook page, Artistically Trey Love, or go to my other Facebook page, Comedian Trey Love, and I'll be posting a picture. And also, I hope you tuned in to the song, to the radio show, to just hear this write-up on this great, great man, you know? As a comic, I'm going to tell everyone, you know, comics, actors, you know, we out here and we, you know, we're born with something. We know that God gives us something, some type of gift. You know you have it. So you use it, you know, and you pursue it and you go and you put God in his perspective place and you really do everything in your power and efforts to try to pursue and have a career. And some of you do not know this is a very strenuous game to be in, you know, because as a comedian, you know, the actor part is one thing, family, but let me tell you about what it takes to be a comedian. You have to have raw sheer guts. If you listen to the shows that I've done with Hope Flood and you know, a couple of other comics, you know, people that are really, you know, in this game the way I am, you can do your little writing, you can do an acting, you can do a script, and you can do it. You can do your singing and get on stage and do a song. You can do your rapping. You can, you know, everything's memorized. People like your music or they like your personality, and it's very simple, pretty much, to get on stage as a performer and perform things that are scripted and written. But as a stand-up comic, family, to have to be able to invoke laughter from people that don't know you, more than likely, and you guys know, it's, you know, everybody's having a bad day. This is America. The economy messed up. But in a day and age such as this one, and even before and beyond, to be special and chosen to be a stand-up comic is the hardest form of entertainment. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and I say it until the day I rest. It truly is a unique art form to be able to have one mic, one man, one stage, and get up there and be able to hold an entire crowd of people, be it 330 or 3,000. You know, God knows I've done them all. Jeez, I'm talking about I've done them all. But the sheer essence to have that gift, you know, to be able to do it. And I was at the Comedy Store the other night. Just want to update y'all, man. Rip the Comedy Store in half, main stage, same stage as Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy, man. I'm so excited about that, man. God is good. So good, y'all, that they want me back next week. But like I said, to be able to do that, you have to be sheer stone nut crazy. And a comic said that on stage the other night. You know, he was like, you know, people don't realize, you know, all of us comics, yeah, we are pretty nutty. We're nutty buddies because we have to see life through a different light. And speaking of just, you know, where I'm getting at, you know, going to Patrice O'Neill, this brother was he didn't hold back no punches, you know. And I've had a friend of mine said once that, you know, because people that are around me and hear me talk, you know, when I'm not on the radio, I'm not censored, I might say just some old outlandish stuff, and I can find the humor in anything. And I've had people say, you know what, the comics, y'all just don't have no filter. Y'all can say anything. And the beauty of being able to be a comic is most of the time you can say stuff that's really, really funny and make it, and say the things that people are thinking without insulting people. You know what I mean? So it's a way, it's an art form, man. People don't understand, man. I really, really respect comedy. I love my music. I think I'm a phenomenal actor, thank God. You know, not bragging, but those are the gifts that I've been given. But that comedy, man, you got to be able to, you got to be quick on your feet. So this show is dedicated to Patrice O'Neill, and I'm going to do a little read-up on him, you know, just to give you all a little background. Patrice O'Neill, a stand-up comedian with... A stand-up comedian who boisterously took on controversial topics like race, AIDS, and his own struggle with diabetes, died on Tuesday. He was 41 and lived in New Jersey. He died in a hospital in the New York City area from complications of a stroke he suffered on October 19th. His agent, Matt Forrest, said, "See, I've got to lose weight now to stay alive, and if that's not enough motivation for me," Mr. O'Neill said in one of his television specials on Comedy Central. At 6'4", about 300 pounds, Mr. O'Neill commanded the stage with not only his bulky, but also his penchant or flashy clothing and chains and his confident style and his confrontational style. He was loud and unpredictable, frequently veering away from prepared material with a curse-laden segue. Mr. O'Neill's reputation for brash honesty led many to call him a comics comic. He could alienate audiences and celebrities alike, both of whom he mocked relentlessly. He was quick to dismiss his distractors. "Liars don't like me," he told Punchline magazine, which covers the comedy world. "They don't want to be given anything straight." He did not spare himself. His size, his diabetes were often incorporated into his act. Mr. O'Neill had a career most comedians would envy. He had stand-up specials on HBO as well as Comedy Central and appeared on television comedies like Mitchell Hurwitz, Lauded, Arrested Development, NBC's version of The Office, and Dave Chappelle's hit Comedy Central sketch series, The Chappelle Show. He also performed regularly on the Opie and Anthony satellite radio show. Mr. O'Neill appeared in a handful of movies, including the Spike Lee drama 25th Hour, 2002, released a stand-up album and DVD, Elephant in the Room, 2011, and was co-host of the short-lived Comedy Central show, Shorties Watching Shorties, which featured the voice of comedians like Dane Cook, Dennis Leary, and Greg Giraldo, riffing as animated babies. Man, I'm going to just put it on out there, man. I mean, the brother, obviously, you know, had an amazing career. I mean, I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. O'Neill a few times, and it's just, it's sad, but it's real. You know, we have to really be mindful of how we're taking care of ourselves, you know, because, you know, we all have children and, you know, we all have families. And this brother's going to be missed, man. 41 years old. That was very, very young. Very young, man. Very talented. My mom died at 42 from cancer, complications of cancer. So, I mean, my thing is, you know, family, to everybody that's just living and going through something, be it good or bad, whatever it is you're going through, you know how I am. I mean, for my listeners that's been following me for years, you know where I'm at in my life, man. I mean, no matter what, because tomorrow's promised to none of us, man. And let's live every day as if it's your last, because one day you're going to be right. So let's put God in his perspective place, which is first and foremost in our lives, man. And let's pray sincerely for the family of Mr. Patrice O'Neill. And from a comic, and I know all the comics I know, I just want to send a sincere thank you to Mr. Patrice O'Neal, not just for living, brother, but for living it to the fullest, man, for having that bank robber's mentality, for going for it, man, for pushing hard, for going hard in the paint and not censoring yourself and not allowing yourself to be censored. I want to thank you for that. With all the things that's going on right now with Tracy Morgan, they're trying to say this and they're trying to say that. You know, when it really comes down to it in this day and age, man, we have the internet. Our voice can be heard anytime we get ready. You know, I may not be on a syndicated radio station, but you know what? I got a million listeners on blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio. You feel me? I once had a TV, internet TV station, TreyLove.tv, which I'm going to be kicking back off launching. So, see, the thing is, you know, like I said, in this day and age, somebody that's pursuing, talented, and serious about their craft, you can be heard and you can make noise, you know, independently putting out my own music. You know, and somebody like Patrice, who was blessed to be able to do the crossover market, he still was raw, down, and dirty when he was able to get that mic and get on them stages and talk to people. And that's what comedy is about more than anything, man. It's about being able to reach the people. And what it's truly about, y'all, is taking life, this thing we call life, taking the problems, taking the good, taking the bad. You see, he incorporated his diabetes into his, you know, act. You know what I mean? It's like when you go through, the comedy is tragedy. You know, that's something I learned at the American Comedy Institute in New York, taught by Steve Rosenfeld. The best thing that, the true thing that comedy is tragedy. Because if you think about it, everything comedically is tragedy. If I got on stage and I said, hey, you know what happened, man? I got up this morning, I was on time for work. You know, I made it into work. You know, my boss was chilling. You know, everything was cool. So, you know, I just kind of sat back and just saying I had a good day. That ain't funny. That's not funny. If you, man, you know what happened? I got drunk last night. The alarm clock, you know what happened? The alarm didn't even go off. I think it did, but I don't know if it did because I slept through the month. Then I got in. My boss had this toast was burnt. You know what I mean? And I was trying to see him looking at me crazy, you know, because I was late. And I didn't really, y'all wouldn't even, my zipper was down. You see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to explain to y'all what comedy is. Now, all that was funny. The alarm clock going off late. It's not funny. And the thing is, it's not funny for the person that it's happening to. But just like when people get into arguments with their significant other, or their child does something, at that moment it's very, you're angry, like, I can't believe it. But the funniest thing, and I know, don't get mad with me, y'all, you know, I don't even care if you're mad, because I'm a comedian, but the funniest thing is when you hear, like, little kids cussing, you know what I mean, when they're, like, four, and they're like, shit, you know, I'm back time for this shit, like, that is some hilarious stuff, you know what I mean, that's funny. You don't want your four-year-old cussing, you don't, but when they do, it's cute as hell, it's funny. I'm not condoning it. I'm just telling you how it is, and that's what I appreciate Patrice O'Neal for living, loving, and helping us laugh, man, helping us just understand that, yo, don't take yourself, don't take life too serious, man. This song and this moment is dedicated to that brother. Before I play this next song, we're going to go ahead and have like a 30-second moment of silence for the legendary Mr. Patrice O'Neal, and this is sincerely from the entire staff of blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio, man, forever the realest, all of us, man. This is from us to you. Thank you. Let's have a moment of silence for Patrice, y'all.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wave back. I thought we could. Thank you.
Until the do it like this, you don't stop, it don't quit, you gotta keep on, and on, and on.
Well, welcome back to Trey Love Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio. Now that you found Trey Love, what you going to do with me, baby? Speaking of doing what you going to do with me, man, like I said, this show is dedicated to Patrice O'Neal. You know, we have to live, learn to live, and let live. And just again, want to thank him for his moment. But y'all better tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy of comedy is definitely in, and it's about to go down. Look, it's a change segment. Y'all already know I used to do Twitter Me Tuesdays, Facebook Fridays, but thank the Heavenly Father. Schedule picked up, got so many big, major, big, different things going on in my life and career that I'm just not able to obligate myself to the radio at those specific times every week. But you know I'll be keeping you tuned in, you know what I mean? So make sure you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/TreyLoveism. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Artistically Trey Love, and I'm so popular, I have two pages, or Comedian Trey Love. But make sure you follow and pay attention to what I'm doing, man. God is really in the blessing business. And if you are in the L.A. area, ensure to come down to the Comedy Store on Monday of next week. Also, make sure that you come out this Saturday to the Savoy. That's where I'll be, along with the Impresario group, doing it big, man. You know what I'm saying? Popping bottles and just having a good time. It's going to be celebrating the end of the year, y'all. You know, I've jumped into the promotion game this year and it's been very successful for me. You know, had the Halloween party, the masquerade ball, had the black party, the white party. It's just been a major, major year for myself. You know, stepped my game up. Now I'm a print model. And, you know, guys, I'm going to tell you just how God works. It's like one of those things. If you just keep pushing and plugging away, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, it may not come out the way you want it to, or it may not be anything you dreamed or thought, but if you just keep pushing and working hard, things will come to you, you know? So I'm just grateful to the Creator. And also, I'm going to be real, y'all. Grateful to myself for what's inside of me. Grateful to my mother for raising me and teaching me to be a go-getter and not be afraid. You know, that's why I do things the way I do. So what I'm going to do, y'all, I'm going to do things a little different. I know some of y'all used to me doing things a certain way, but I'm going to get my pokes out the way. I'm going to just tell you how the show's going to go today. We're going to get some pokes done. We're going to have B-Day shouts. I'm going to give you the party updates on where y'all can find me at. Also, I'm going to do an independent segment of just indie music, y'all, that I know and think and is good enough to be on the radio. But just for right now, these guys are doing just what I'm doing, and these females as well. Let me say guys and girls, because the other personality that I have on forever, the realest, I know you guys heard her on Mayhem Mondays, man. She was doing her thing, you know, kind of pimp, be in love or have a woman, you know, and be in a relationship. People don't even understand. Make sure y'all check out the archive show. You know, I had to drop in and put my two cents on that. So, ladies, it's pumpkin time. I'm going to go ahead and get these folks out the way. And remember, ladies, I will say your first name, not your last, in order to keep you protected, because I don't want your man to be mad. Like, yeah, Trey Love poking you on the radio. Don't you get no trouble, girl, you feel me? All right, ladies, Karen, you get your poke, darling. How you doing? Takia, you get your poke. Tanya, you get yours. Aya, you get yours. Y'all, I got over 52 women to poke, so I'm going to be here for a while. But as soon as I poke them, you know I'm going to rock them, so just stay tuned. Marcia, poking you, baby. Lila, I'm going to poke you. Stephanie, poking you, babe. Linda, get yours. Keisha, get yours. Adara, get yours. Cynthia, get yours. Sydney, get yours. Teddy Bear, get yours. Kat, get yours. January, where's February and March? Get yours. Robin, get yours. Candace, get yours. You got my baby name, but you ain't my baby. But if you play your cards right, you might be. Lori, get yours. Kim, you get yours. Gloria, you get yours. Y'all see, I just have fun with my life, right? Coco, you get yours. Nikki, you get yours. Kim, you get yours. Darling Mary, you get yours. Abby, you get yours. Roblin, you get yours. Penny, you get yours. Tiffany, you get yours. Mary, you get yours. Monica, you get yours. Paula, you get yours. Kathy, you get yours. Lakeisha, you get yours. Milan, you get yours. Kia, you get yours. Isis, you get yours. Carmen, you get yours. Anika, you get yours. Shannon, you get yours. Radiant, you get yours. Raquel, you get yours. Irenia, you get yours. Marcia, you get yours. Janika, you get yours. Renee, you get yours. Deborah, you get yours. Elizabeth, you get yours. And hold on, y'all. I'm poking so good. I poked so good and so hard I done missed it. And Elizabeth, you get yours. And just a shout out to my ladies, you know, to my fans that just continue to support me and love me, man. I'm going to just tell you all, I'm really appreciative. And trust me, if it's one thing I promise you, this is a promise sincerely from the bottom of my heart. Trey Love is going to always do the best that I possibly can to bring you high quality entertainment, high quality comedy, high quality music, high quality parties, high quality promotions. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm about, baby. You know, so now that these ladies got pumped, y'all know what time it is. Church.
L.A. Vegas Connect, baby. Happy birthday, EMF Black, Elena,
Elena Montero, happy birthday. To Dunn Pearson, happy birthday. Alvin Davis, happy birthday. And last but not least, let me get up here so I can see who this person is. You know, Facebook kind of throwing you off now. To Mr. Alex Thomas, happy birthday to you too. And many more to everyone living their birthdays. And speaking of living, I just want to say that I saw someone had posted, especially due to Mr. Patrice O'Neill dying from a stroke. I mean, you know, it, within the black community, it's rampant, you know, as far as high blood pressure and things like that. So, you know, somebody already said they're going to start eating right and exercising a little better so we can celebrate more of these birthdays. Because I know, celebrating birthdays, speaking of birthdays, come on, is it just me? Or when you get you some good old-fashioned birthday sex, it's bomb. And see, you got to be, like, with somebody that you, like, really, really love and care for. Could you imagine, like, y'all together? And then, you know, I mean, you know, because when you're having good sex, you're supposed to have good sex all the time, every time you can. If you ask me, have sex several times a day, several times a week, several times. You just have several beautiful sexual sessions. It makes life worth living, don't it? I can't speak for nobody else, but I love screwing. Let me stop. I'm going all the way to heaven for that. But I ain't going by myself because y'all laughing. Somebody laughed when I said I'm doing that. So this song is dedicated to everyone whose birthday is today. Ensure that, you know, with your significant other, do it right. Do it tight and have fun. I mean, don't hold back with your sex. Rent you a porno flick. Have a good time. Y'all get a flick. Go buy 2-3 of them. Burn the candles, the oil, the wax, touch each other. I'm getting hot. I'm going to go ahead and play this song. This song is dedicated to everybody's birthday. Y'all better get you some because it ain't my birthday, but I'm going to get me some. Church.
Shout to L.A.D.
Gangsta.
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 Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven
if you leave with me, Charlie.
I wanna be your present,
girl, come ride me.
Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go.
Ha, 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 you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub. Then we'll hop in my hot tub. Get vanished with my fingers. Now I got that ass up. To the point you're screaming out, it hurts, it hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
Girl, hey, you know what time it is, man. I'm that birthday sex. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm around here having sex. Just thinking about And when it is, next time it is my birthday, I'm going to go ahead and play a little music, y'all. And when I come back, we're going to do the indie segment. Plus, I got to update y'all. Yo, don't forget, Saturday, December 3rd, it's going to be live at the Savoy. And I think, let me see, that's Saturday. So the 4th is Sunday, and the 5th is Monday. I will be live at the Comedy Store again, same stage as Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, George Carlin, all the majors in the game, Patrice O'Neal, cats that's doing a fizzle. Y'all better check me out. But I'm going to jam a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Vibe for y'all. We only got 20 minutes left in the show. So I'm going to jam a little bit, then I'm going to give y'all the exact details on where you can find me, man. And then from there, yo, I'm going to let y'all go. It's only an hour show, baby, so tune in. Tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, but only for a second. But you can reach me, baby. You know, you can reach a player, right? Let's hit me on the hotline. Can you work with that? I'm trying to figure it out. man.
With that, can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
Let me do my job, girl, don't make it easy for me. Tomorrow morning, make my eggs with onions cheesy for me. Come get the keys to the suite up at the Sophie Tale. It's room 1024, and I'm gonna meet you there. Take a bubble bath, get the robe out the closet and wait for me. Don't think that I'm afraid to toss it, you hate for me. Stand you up, it makes you nauseous. I'm late, but can't go to sleep because your pussy gorgeous is quick, baby. I done dropped the DJ, you might see me in GA, just showing off my LA. So many apple bottom freaks showing ballet. I might give her my cellar and take her to the chalet. She in the double tree suites with her hands on her hips, a look in her eye and a smile on her lips. It's that southern hospitality, that's my reality. We hit the Waffle House and finish with some Alizé.
Diamonds on my fingers, a couple on my toes. Walked into the party and seen so many hoes. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Cali to the A, we speeding on the freeway. In the stretch LS, baby, we hood fellas. Can you work with that? Can you work with that? Can you work with that?
I can work with that.
I don't know why a nigga wanna act like a motherfucker ain't wrote no hits. And I don't know why a motherfucker wanna act like a nigga ain't that shit. Well, listen to my remix tape, bitches.
The Philly is a nigga out of your boy.
She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies,
she,
don't argue. Cause
damn,
I can
so
have it all in love. For one song, I can fuck the whole damn club.
She
want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half,
DJ
so
Palmer,
ladies, don't
argue.
She want me, and she want me too. Well, I got a dick and a half, so ladies, don't argue, cause I can have it all in love. For one song, I can fuck the whole damn club. No matter how high I get, you know your boy ain't gon' quit. I'ma talk that shit, swallow spit, touch booty like I'm playing it. I got a bad bitch in Chicago, a couple bad bitches in Toronto, a rich ass vet in Lake Tahoe, and man, she bought a nigga a Diablo. I pull up to the mall in my tour bus, and not a whole mall's on my tour bus. I'm sipping on Patron in my tour bus. Now we're pulling up to my home in my tour bus. And it's so crazy, where my lady? I want all y'all to have my baby. Shawty, I see them bitches hating on you. Give me a minute, and I have them bitches rubbing on you. Cause y'all all think alike, wearing Gucci.
And if I could, I would like to make out with you.
We like her. Y'all, this Trailer Radio. Hey, peep this, right? You want to know where I'm going to be on Monday, December 5th? Instead of trying to every girl in the world, you can catch me at the Comedy Store, baby. 8433 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90069. If you need more information, hit 323-650-6268. That's the one and only Playboy Comedy, man. Tell them what time it is, Wayne.
And I'ma own that pussy. Gon' throw it back and bust it open like you supposed to. Girl, I got that dope dick. Now come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dope fiend. Your friends should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out their mouth or they don't know me. But you can't come and kill them shit. I fuck the whole group, baby. I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid. My head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics. Yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful. I think you're beyond it. And I just wanna get behind it. And watch you
back it up and dump it back. Back it up.
Cause we like her. And we like her too. And we like her. And we like her too.
I like her.
I like her. I like her. I like her. I like her.
When you get off my telephone, Robert, will you please get off my goddamn phone?
Something about being straight love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your straight game on, on, on. Get your straight game on, on. Game on, on, on. Get your tray game on, on, on. Get your tray game on.
To get your tray game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me. Tray, love a boy, king, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction, I guarantee. Pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are.
limitless to narrow. I'll tell you how far you think you wanna go, baby. Do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game, and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be stole your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My trade love just goes on and on and on
get
and on.
Get your trade game on. Get your trade game on, get your...
Hot Boy ES. We do this for all the sexy ladies around the world. Let's go.
Hey, 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 little mama. Let me keep it clear like water in the Bahamas.
Tell me how you feeling, baby. That fit in your body and it's so revealing. Playing your cards right, baby. No care who dealing. You had no clue or no idea on the people you're killing. Capital murder on the fit, cause she killing the gene. Never sleep when we together, fulfilling the dream. Body banging like a bomb, or better yet, O'Neal. Open the body, thinking which part of me. It's a kill, walking like a model, body like a bottle. Killing my lap, got me mashing on the throttle. Shorty walking like a model, body like a bottle.
Trey Love, I'm doing my thing. Heavy out there putting the beats together, man. You know what I'm saying? Forever the Realist, Vincent McKinney, man. Safia Reed, man. I'm telling you, it's a whole team. It's a whole crew. AJ Alexander, man. Y'all don't even understand. It's a whole team over here on Trey Love, baby. We finna get down, y'all. Hear me? And all them haters, man. Y'all better realize and recognize, man. We ain't playing with y'all, man. Stay in your place, baby. Because I'm telling you, we know them body snatchers. We coming for you, boy. Woo, y'all don't even understand. It's going all the way down, man. It's going to make it happen. You know, we're going to give much more. We're going to get the haters much more to hate on. Y'all feel me? So let's just stay in love and stay blessed, man, and stay together, man. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be out because I really got to go. And this song is truly dedicated to everybody staying in love, man. I will see y'all this Saturday at the Savoy. I will see y'all Monday at the Comedy Store. Until then, tune in. Tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy was in. But right now, he out. Much Trey Love to all y'all. See you soon.
Do 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 do. Yeah. La 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 la. Did you get my call? Did you read my love letter? Did it touch your heart? Love better.
mystery.